This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Lovely story going around of a lady who has a massive phobia, not a fear, not like just she's disgusted by it. She's got a phobia of fruit.
Yeah.
She cannot handle fruit. She's never been able to handle it. People used to tease her when she was at school by touching her with fruit, and she would scream and run to the bathroom.
But all kinds of fruit?
Yeah.
Not just like hairy ones like kiwi fruit? Well, I get that one. That's a bit scary.
Really? Do you have a phobia against kiwi fruit?
No. But that would be the oddest one to be scared of, I reckon.
Racist. But she's had kids, and she has to feed her kids fruit.
Oh.
So she forced herself to chop up fruit for them by wearing gloves.
Okay.
She can't handle it. Like, she gets full anxiety with fruit. And so she just can't handle it. She doesn't like the smell. Doesn't like the fact that they're squashy. Cannot handle fruit. So she's an unhealthy lady. But it's all down to the fact that she has a phobia.
I wonder, what about those ones that are like, you know, tomatoes, fruit or vegetable? I wonder if she's like a bit iffy with that one. Or is she okay with vegetables?
Really good question.
Yeah.
Really insightful.
Great question.
Is there a name for this? What is it? You know how everything's got a weird kind of name? Fruitopia?
I've been looking for if there's a specific name for this. Because every phobia seems to have a really groovy name.
Yeah.
For instance, the fear of clowns is colourphobia.
Like that one?
It's not colourphobia.
Colourphobia?
Yeah.
Chlorophobia.
What? I understand this.
Chlorophobia, is it?
Is it?
It's not colourphobia.
How do you know?
Is it?
I don't know. Probably research.
I'll Google it live. That was just some knowledge I have.
I understand this phobia, though. I get the fruit phobia. It makes sense.
30-24-10. Yeah. Do you... Chlorophobia. You're right. We're both right. Chlorophobia. Fear of clown. Do you have a weird phobia, guys?
Yeah.
On 30-24-10, let's celebrate funny phobias.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Talking about the phobia of fruit.
Fructophobia? Hannah was just saying. Is it fructophobia?
Fructophobia.
Fructophobia.
Yep.
Fructa?
Yep.
Scared of fruit.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lady who's scared of fruit. She gets full phobia, like full anxiousness from fruit.
And now she's got kids and she has to cut it up for recess. Otherwise, she gets judged by other mums at school.
Exactly. She said her kids don't really eat that much fruit. So, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, boom tish.
No, this wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't deserving of a boom tish. Bronwyn!
Good morning.
Hey, Bronwyn.
What's your crazy phobia, Bronwyn?
Vegemite.
What?
Yeah. What is it that scares you?
It smells revolting, it tastes revolting, it feels revolting. I just don't like anything about it.
When was the last time you had Vegemite, Bronwyn?
I've never had it.
Okay.
Because she's got a phobia, Shane.
Yeah, but I mean...
She says it tastes revolting.
Yeah, so you know what it tastes like.
Well, my sister as a child thought it was hilarious that I didn't like it, and she would sit on me and pin me down and stick it in my mouth.
Classic childhood gear. okay, thank you, Bronwyn.
What about the other brown spreads? Like, do you like Promite or...
No.
Marmite?
Peanut butter. No, jam, honey, nothing.
What about Bonox?
Oh, so it's all like condiments.
I couldn't even put that near my mouth, I don't think.
Okay.
Bronwyn.
Poor thing, it's very un-Australian.
Renee, morning.
Good morning.
What's your funny phobia?
Oh, I'd have to say, I actually cannot touch ice.
Okay.
The frozen water product. Oh. Yes. No, you're talking about the... But why can't you touch ice, Renee?
I don't know. I can't touch it. I can't eat it, drink it. If I have it in a drink, I have to go to a dispenser to get the ice into my drink. I don't know why. I can't get it out of the freezer. So I had to get a new fridge so that I had an ice dispenser. Oh.
Did you have a bad experience? Did it stick to you one time?
That whole concept... horrified
me.
I think my mum, I'm a twin, she said that she had such bad morning sickness she had to just suck on Woody's lemonade ice blocks.
Wow. I've always wanted to know if that's true.
It's passed down.
I think that's passed down to you from the womb.
Yeah.
That's her theory.
Wow, via the umbilical cord.
Thank you, Renee. Jason also got one for us.
Sisters.
Jason, what are you afraid of?
It's my daughter, actually. She's afraid of cheese.
No!
Like the greatest thing in the world.
The greatest. Good one.
If you grab hold of a piece, if you grab a Kraft cheese single, it's like an episode of Psycho chasing with a knife. She just runs screaming.
Oh, really? That's so weird.
How old's your daughter, Jason?
She's 16.
She's still got her phobia.
Wow, okay, I could never have that one.
So my son, her brother and I, we'd grab cheese slices and chase it through the house just for something to do.
Oh,
you're
that's
a good
nice.
Dad, Jason.
That's nice.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
You are one of our beautiful listeners and you're single and you're looking for love. Well, we found a workplace in Adelaide that almost guarantees that you will meet somebody.
Okay.
Because it's very cool. I went on the handlebar on Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
You know that thing that goes around Adelaide? So you pedal and then you drink and it's very fun.
Yeah.
The booze bike.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the booze bar man behind it was telling me how... because it's new to Adelaide. It's only been in Adelaide for a little while. Mm. Only one in Australia. They tried to do it in Melbourne and Melbourne said no. And Adelaide said yes.
Good.
And he was telling me how, because it started in America, how three of his workmates have met their wives.
Oh, three?
On the handlebar. So he says they take these girls out and guys out and then by the end of it they meet, you know, because it's like you're at a bar and you're just chatting away and then they've met their wives. Isn't that awesome?
So they drive around a few beers later, they've met their partner.
And they said the requirements if you work there, you have to be single because you know that you will end up meeting the love of your life.
Oh, wow.
At work.
That's amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Is it because are they all hot, the people who operate them?
They're lovely looking.
Because you have to be quite fit, don't you?
No, because they don't have to pedal. Everybody else pedals. They just steer.
But what about when everyone gets off and you've got to take it home?
No, you as a customer, you have to take it home. You have to put it back in the garage, which is in the city. Yeah.
To do anything. They just sit there and choose who they want to marry.
But my mum and dad, my dad's a hairdresser and he used to work in Rundle Mall and mum came in one day as a hair model and next minute they're married and they got two kids and he met his wife at work.
Beautiful story.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. This happens though. People hook up at work, don't they?
Yeah. You met your...
All right, guys. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You met your heaps of times with you.
Yeah, well, not heaps of times. Let's not throw that out there. Twice.
That's heaps for you.
Anyway, 13, 24, 10, have you picked up at work?
Yeah. So does it happen?
Have you picked up, like, colleagues as well as other people you meet through work, Shane?
No, never colleagues.
Oh, there is that one.
Who? What am I missing?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, wow.
But Shane's hooked up with heaps of people at work.
13, 24, 10. Did you meet your partner at work?
Shane.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Talking about have you hooked up at work, have you met your partner at work? We'd love to hear these stories.
Yeah, because we were on the handlebar on last week and the guy that was running the handlebar was saying that a lot of people that work there have ended up meeting their wives while they're working there, which is really lovely.
Just to clarify, the handlebar is that big bike thing that rides around and you can drink on it.
It's really cool. It goes through the whole city, stop off at bars and stuff. You should give it a go. Very cool.
Thanks for inviting us, Hayley. That's so nice.
Well, I did actually, and you didn't respond to my text message, Dylan Lewis.
There was a bit where you did it. There was a bit where you have to pedal, and I was out.
Yeah, Shane said no.
So I'm not doing it. Vicky,
did you get any texts from you?
Vicky's on the phone. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how you going?
Really good, thanks.
Where did you meet your partner?
Well, I met my son. I was working, and he used to work in the city doing buildings. Like, he was a construction worker.
Oh, hello.
And buffed and very good looking, I must say. And and that's how I met him. He was walking through the arcade and used to smile, and then we used to have coffee, and that's how we met up.
Oh, that's so nice.
Was it the reverse of how it usually works with construction workers, Vicky, where you were wolf whistling at him?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I don't know whether I believe you. Thank you, Vicky. Marsha. Marsha's on the phone. Morning, Marsha.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you pick up at work, Marsha?
I did. This was a long time ago, but I did. We worked in a bank together, and my before husband, he couldn't balance the cash at the time, so I just went over to help count his cash and get it all right for him. Got that right, and it was pay night, and he said, oh, do you just want to go out for a drink just down to the pub on the corner? And I said, sure. And evolved from there, and that's 29 years ago.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, and they say money can't buy me love. But
indeed,
that's right.
Thank you for sharing your story, Marsha.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
I went to Clipsal over the weekend.
Yep.
I was there. Why does that make you laugh, Dylan Lewis? Why is that? Why are you laughing at that? I went to Clipsal.
You went out.
Yeah,
I know. I was so excited.
Yeah, I went out. Let me tell you about it. It's a bit of a hashtag Shane Lowe's life, guys. Clipsal, sure there are cars. I can honestly say I didn't even see a car go around the track. Sure, I heard them. They're really noisy.
You get it. Did you have your Holden top on?
No, I don't have a Holden top.
Did you wear your lanyard around your neck?
No, my lanyard's always on the inside. Unlike everyone else that goes to Clipsal, lanyard's on the outside.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Because they want everyone to know that they're at Clipsal.
Yeah.
And they've got special passes.
No, you need that to be visible to get in. That's why you don't get into things.
No,
mate.
But I mean, people walk around even when they're in with the lanyards on. It's like, how many lanyards do you have? It's not a lanyard fest. It's not a competition.
I think it is, actually.
It sort of is, yeah.
And the whole place smelled like Lynx Africa. Like the whole Clipsal. I don't know why
that's very specific. Did you get a photo with some beautiful women?
No, they were walking around, though. No one knows how to act around the kind of car girls. Everyone just kind of stands and looks. It's really
the car
weird.
Girls?
Is that what they're called?
No.
What do they call them? Grid girls.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have them this year. Anyway.
Oh, no, they had them. Just get on Facebook and see them.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Maybe they're not official this year. Is that how it happened?
Oh, I think so,
but
yeah.
Each of the car companies had bought their own.
Mm.
Bought their own.
I saw probably the greatest thing I've ever seen at Clipsal. I've been a couple of years. The Nova Deck was amazing, by the way. The swimming pool, there was heaps.
Did you swim?
No, I don't swim.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
I don't like large bodies of water.
Yeah.
Or large bodies in water.
People.
Because I'm a large body in water. but I saw a stage show, guys. I saw a stage show at Clipsal.
A bit of culture.
Was there a fringe act?
No, but even better. There's a video on the Lewis and Lowe Facebook page with Harley Pearson if you want to head there and have a look. I saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live stage show.
Oh, yeah, with your kids. You brought your kids along.
No, I don't have kids. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live stage show. Why is no one else excited about this?
Because I hate the turtles.
What? How can you hate the Ninja Turtles?
I do. I hate them.
Raphael was there on it.
Why do you hate them, Dylan?
Did they do something to you?
They disgust me.
Why? What happened?
They did do something to me.
What did they do to you?
Raphael?
What did Donatello do to you?
I don't like artist names being used in that context.
Oh, Michelangelo.
It's a disgrace to the art community.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know, I was just the wrong era. And they always irritated me and annoyed me. And now Jethro, my son, my four-year-old's got some. He got given them.
Legend.
And I hid them.
Legend. Why? Hang on a second. Whose famous name's Raphael?
What?
When you say they don't like stealing people's names, who's called Raphael? Who's the famous person called Raphael?
The artist.
Who's Raphael? I've never heard of Raphael.
I'm not surprised you haven't. That's the whole idea of them, you idiot.
Anyway, heads.
They're all named after artists.
Wait, a lot of people even comment how amazing it was, guys. I used to draw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in high school on my folder.
Why don't you draw one for us now? We can put it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one do you...
We've already got the video on Facebook. Too late.
Which one do you like?
I like them all.
I don't care.
That was a leading question.
What about the rat?
Splinter.
I hate him.
Isn't Krang one of them?
Krang's the brain. Was the brain, yeah. There's Bebop, Rocksteady, you know, all this. Casey Jones.
April?
Their lips move weird. They're all disgusting.
Is there any Teenage Mutant Ninja fans? Get on the phone, guys. Celebrate it.
Everyone is. Ruby Rose has Ninja Turtle tattoos, as does 360.
You should get one, Shane.
Yep.
On your face. so you're an actual Ninja Turtle.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
I love the Queen. I'm a monarchist, I think. I didn't mean to be. I shouldn't be, politically. I'm a punk by nature, but the Queen just is such an adorable lady, and there's all this news coming out about her at the moment, about behind the scenes with the Queen. This particular story takes my interest a lot because it relates to Shane and I. In social situations, sometimes Shane and I get a little bit awkward.
Mm.
Really? I've never noticed that. That's so weird.
We start to freak out. We end up having to hold each other's hands to get through events sometimes.
We stand in the corner next to each other and go, what are we doing?
Don't need to do that anymore, Shane.
Yeah.
Because the Queen, we're going to start employing some of the Queen's techniques. Hear me now. When the Queen starts and she's in a social situation and she starts to get bored and because she's talking to someone and they're boring or it's awkward, she has some signals. Which she throws out some little code signals, and then her people swoop in and save her.
I love
it. I love it too. And they do it politely as well. They don't say, get away from the Queen. They don't do that.
They just say, Prince Edward would love to have a chat with you. Please come with me. And they take her away.
What are her codes?
Her codes are thus. One of them is she has her handbag in one hand. She just puts it to the other hand.
Oh, that's the signal.
Oh, and that's something
little
we,
signal.
We need to do that. Or?
And she yeah, always have, has a handbag.
She always has a handbag. Sometimes she'll clutch the handbag with two hands to avoid having to get into awkward handshake situations.
Oh, right, yes. That's why she does it.
When it gets a little bit more hardcore, she'll start to twiddle her ring. She'll play with her ring. She'll with
the, just, her wedding ring? Or the, her engagement ring?
You'd hope so.
It's her wedding ring. Mm. She just twiddles it around. Mm. And if it's getting really full on, she'll put her bag on the ground.
Oh, good. Have a dance around.
Yeah, have a dance around. Next minute, the people
swim. That's so obvious.
How good is it, though? Yeah. Excuse me, one is putting one's handbag on one's ground. What's that? I don't know if she ever... But so if you're talking to the Queen and she starts to fiddle with her ring and put her handbag on the ground and start to dance around her... Mm. You know that you're boring.
So, okay, you guys need to adopt handbags. You need to start getting handbags. I want to see you when we go to events with a handbag.
Go, I'm
every
a
time
clutch.
You change your arm, I'll come and save you.
Okay, perfect. Okay?
Thank you. All right, we're going to use this from now on. Okay. I love this.
I don't have a wedding ring, though. What kind of ring do I need?
Burger ring.
Yep. Solved. Thank you, Hayley Pearson.
A burger ring?
She gets me. She gets me already, guys. It's good.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
It's Christmas time.
So call 13 24 10. You could win a prize at the end.
It's Christmas time.
Certainly is Christmas time. Debbie in Andrews Farm wants me to represent her in the quiz. Peter's going for...
Peter's got no choice. Yeah, no. I'm sorry, Peter.
Hayley Pearson.
Hey, confidence, sister. Let's go.
The underdog in this, so I'm going to give it a crack.
Now, the quiz is about this morning. Quizmaster Dylan Lewis.
Well, it's about iconic dance moves.
Yes.
And
really
why?
Really good reason why.
Yeah, of course. Because Harry was at a wedding or something in Jamaica and he tried to do the moonwalk and he knocked into a waitress and spilled the drinks everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say that.
Oh, sure. No, you looked at me like you couldn't remember the story.
Okay,
well, that's the theme of the quiz right now.
It's a bit of a fun mix-up today. We're going to play little excerpts like from songs.
Oh.
And as soon as you know what the song is, hence what the dance is, you will buzz in with your buzzers, which sound like this.
Chase.
Okay, good. All right.
All right.
We can do it. All right.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Quiet in the studio. Shh.
Okay. All right. Let's just get straight into it then, guys.
Dylan Lewis. Oh. All right. Question one. Go.
Shane. You're going to be so good at this.
Yeah.
I hate you.
It's the Macarena.
Yeah. All right. One
all right. For Shane. Okay.
Question two.
Shane.
Not Bush City Limit. Yes.
Correct.
One each.
All right, guys.
Did you even buzz in then?
Yeah.
Really?
I said, hey. I got in there. That's my name now. Hey.
Not, it's hey. Not.
No, it is hey. Because that's he's Shay and I'm Hey.
Wait, Shane, hey.
Shay and her.
Hey, you got a burnt tie.
Hey and Shay.
We're like Shane and Angel on Home and Away.
Angel went to my high school. Fun fact. All right.
Let's get into it.
I reckon I'm right.
That's what I did in my study. Yeah. Look, it's in front of me. I wrote that down.
You study. Why do you study for this?
Because I want to win it for Peter.
What a nerd.
What question are we up to?
Question four.
Okay, good. Here it is. Shane. Single Ladies Beyonce.
Shane won. Worse.
Debbie, you're going to see Adele.
You're so awesome, Shane. Thank you.
Keep going.
She's done.
Right.
That's all she wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Enjoy the show, please.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You're very welcome. All right, guys.
Why?
As a quiz master, you're supposed to be impartial about who you want to
win. I'm not impartial.
No, because the thing is...
Your horrible smugness stinks.
All right, guys. Shane Lowe's on 15. Hayley Pearson 7, Dylan Lewis 7. Tomorrow, it'll be Dylan Lewis versus Shane Lowe.
All right, bring it. You're going down, girl.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, find out tomorrow, guys.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.